Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Manning reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manning moves to third. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. There goes Rice. The throw from Ashby and Rice is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes strikes out. There goes Bell. The throw from Montgomery to second, and Bell is out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 2 in the game. Montgomery hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper bunts towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Duffy moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Murphy now pitching. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Waite's pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Ron Pruitt pinch runs for Boog Powell. Tommy Smith pinch hits for Charlie Spikes. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pruitt tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.